Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. Coralie Zuf is with us. She is at the five-star service advisor castle today and bringing us the latest on the five-star service advisor program. Coralie, happy new year and welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Yes, happy new year to you as well, Ted. 2024 is going to be super exciting, or so far it already has been.
I think it has been. And you are in theme with the medieval theme as always. So thank you, Coralie.
Oh, yes, got
that.
Beautiful art as well.
Yeah. So a lot going on there at the castle and a lot of catching up to do, okay? You and I, and, you know, you've got a lot going on being a master service advisor and coach, author of the book, Five-Star Service Advisor. Congratulations on that. And a Woman in Trades guest instructor. And you've been very busy. You've been out doing a lot of training all over, and I want to ask you about that today, but to get things started, Coralie, if I can, I want to talk a little bit, because you've got great experience as an advisor also in the aftermarket. And I've always wondered at the dealership level, you know, why customers would gravitate to the aftermarket. And I have a feeling that you have the answers on why they do things like that.
Yes. So usually the perception is that customers are leaving the dealerships because they feel that it's too expensive or because the price is too high. But what I have found is it's not really the case, at least what customers are coming in and telling me. I know I've handed out estimates before and I've price shop parts both with aftermarket and with the dealership. And I've, given the customer both ways. And I know that there's no way I could be cheaper than the dealership, at least on one estimate that I could think. And we were still able to earn that customer's business. So in my experience, it hasn't been the price shopping customer. One of them that I hear of does seem to be convenience. Like if the dealership is a little ways away from where the customer lives, it's inconvenient for them to go there, which I know there has been so many awesome improvements nowadays with the picking up and dropping off of vehicles and the mobile service. So that makes it way more convenient for customers to actually use the services in the dealership. So that is fabulous. But one of the main reasons that I'm hearing, especially if they need to leave their vehicle for, you know, a good chunk of the day, then they have nothing to do in, you know, the next town over that they might be visiting in. So that is one big thing, is the convenience. And another what I'm seeing too is really having a service advisor that's sort of hands-on and mechanically inclined and that knows what's going on with the vehicle. You know, oftentimes, perhaps a garage at a dealership isn't even next to the service counter, so they can't pop their head in and see, you know, exactly what's going on with the vehicle. When that advisor can have a look and see, then it helps them to explain it to the customer better. So seems like the gearhead kind of customers and the ones that want to be hands-on and talk to the technician who's actually working on their vehicle, they can get that much more of an experience, you know, at the independents and chains.
And you're right. I hear a lot of dealers tell us and managers tell us at the dealership that a customer has to drive by so many aftermarket locations just to get to the dealership. There's a lot of choices out there. And, you know, that does play a big part of it. I want to congratulate you on the success of the Five-Star Service Advisor program. And Coralie, I want to ask you, what makes the Five-Star Service Advisor program, what makes it different?
Really, after my COVID project, like you mentioned, thank you very much for talking about my book, The Five-Star Service Advisor. That's, you know, really was my COVID project because I found I very rarely experience having an upset customer in front of me. And when I did, I realized that that customer is upset because of something that I forgot to do or how I've treated them or something with the shop. So I really tried to take ownership of that. And then too, like on Facebook and different automotive service advisor forums, you see people, you know, complaining about the challenging customers when they come in. And it just sort of breaks my heart to, you know, see upset service advisors, because it's a profession that that I love, and I don't want them to be stressed out. I want them to enjoy their job and to treat the customers the best way possible. So really, I put together guidelines of what has worked really well for me and what I've learned along the way of, you know, having experience first being a technician in the shop and then also selling cars at the dealership and then moving into parts and service. So sort of a combination of everything and being an automotive enthusiast as well.
And Coralie, you've got great experience, what you just said, you know, everything from a technician to being, you know, selling cars, you know, a woman in retail, okay, and the aftermarket experience. And, you know, that's a lot there that's contributed to the five-star advisor program. And that does make it unique. Not everybody can say that.
Yeah, I think Katie Mayer's book really helped point that out to me as well, because I didn't realize sort of my way of doing things and put it together with a feminine type side. But after her book came out, you realize, okay, this is more like a nurturing type teacher aspect that I go into it as, rather than like a sales perspective.
And, you know, Katie's a big, you know, fan favorite here at the roundtable as well. I thought it's interesting also, you've had experts contribute to your program. It's not just Coralie. Tell us a little bit about the experts and how all that came about.
Yeah, no. So I've decided to turn the five-star service advisor book into like an actual interactive online course that everybody can access, because not everybody has time to sit and read a book now. You know, if you can watch like a 10-minute module and learn something, you know, your learning style may not be reading. It could be visual or it could be audio as well. So I really tried to combine all of those aspects into the course and wanted to include experts as well, because while I have a lot of experience in the industry, I don't know everything. So I really tried to touch base with people who had experience, like independent shop owner, to get their perspective on it, and talking to a technician, because as service advisors, it's really important for us to get all of the correct information and give it to the technician so that they can get to the bottom of the customer's problem as efficiently as possible. And then two, with being a service advisor, you know, we're seeing customers' vehicles break down all the time. So I feel like we get kind of callous when it comes to, you know, feeling what they're going through. So I have a financial expert to come on and explain to us, you know, about what the financial climate is for most people, so we can sort of understand what financial hardships they could be experiencing, and then to help give us tips on how we can, you know, work between their budget rather than getting a yes or no from them, getting a, let's see if we can make something happen within your budget so that you're on the road again.
That is unique. You know, it rings true that we're not just in the car business, we're in the people business. So Coralie, you help teach the fact that we've got to be people experts, and you actually provide experts to help us with that as well.
Yeah. And then I have some case studies, some experiences, and I've screened them. I know that they're not Karens, you know, and so that the service advisors can go through that and kind of, you know, pick out what may have gone wrong with their experiences and then what they do to kind of, you know, to prevent this situation from happening. And then again, if it is happening for them, how that they can help solve it as well. So really get their problem solving aspects, you know, exercised as well.
Now, who takes the course? Is it just service advisors, or are there technicians involved? Are there managers involved? How do you do it?
So generally in the independent field, we wear many different hats. We do the service advising, we do the parts, we do the appointment coordinators. Sometimes we're shop foremen, sometimes we're, you know, turning wrenches as well. So it's designed to cover all of those aspects. So I feel like if you're in a specific, like the appointment coordinator, for example, we're going over like how to schedule appointments and what sort of questions to ask. And for service advisors, you know, how they need to communicate with customers. And then we go over different aspects of parts as well. So all of those different roles can take the course. And I feel it's good for them to have an idea of what goes on in the different departments, how they can help support them. And then two, if you're looking at growing as well, you know, moving from one position to another or moving up to management, then this would be a good head start on knowing what's going on everywhere.
You're so right, Coralie, the appointment coordinator. The appointment coordinator needs to know all these things. And, you know, there's historically has not been a lot of really good training out there for them, yet they're so critical to the entire process, because a lot of times that's where it begins.
Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned, getting all of the correct information from the customer. So, you know, going over how long it would take and maybe what sort of testing needs to be done as well. And I have those free sheets to download on my website, coraliezuf.com. So they can always print those out, have them available so that they know the kind of lingo to be asking a customer if they're calling in and saying they're, you know, hearing a weird noise or that something isn't working correctly. Then they can ask the customer and really get them thinking about these symptoms before it comes in.
Talk to us about dealerships, because five-star service advisor is also very applicable to the folks in dealership. And tell us about maybe some specific benefits for dealerships taking the five-star service advisor program.
Yeah, like talking a few minutes ago about, you know, why customers leave dealerships to go to the independents, I was kind of flipping that question around and thinking about when independents are sending their customers or are losing their customers to dealerships. And two specific times I can think of is, you know, independents don't have access to the same training and scan tools that dealerships have. So if there's a problem that we aren't able to solve, then we're recommending the customer go to the dealership. And then two, when a customer is, you know, moving on from their old vehicle and they're, you know, getting rid of it and then looking to purchase a brand new vehicle, then now that customer has moved on to become a service customer. So the course is good to understand like how the independent service advisor has been communicating with and the information that they've provided to the customer as well. So having a look to see how they function and taking the best parts that would work at a dealership is very beneficial.
I would say so. You're right. The dealer has the specialized tools. And Coralie, there's a huge investment that dealerships have to make. And a lot of these tools, many of them are mandated by the OEM. And the place to go is the dealership with those tools.
Yes. And the technicians that have that specific training to be able to work on those vehicles. And they see them more frequently as well, right? Like if that's the only make you're seeing, then the chances are they can diagnose the issue faster than an independent could.
I was talking to our friend, our mutual friend, Marco, the technician, and Marco, you know, told me how much required training, even after all the years in the business, he's required to take with the OEMs that he represents at his dealership. And he made a good point. You know, he said that a lot of times medical doctors are not required to take anything near the ongoing training that an automotive technician is required to take at a dealership. So I thought that was fascinating and right on point.
Yeah. And, you know, doctors are generally seeing a couple of different models, and the next year's models that come out don't have organs in different spots. And, you know, the heart, just comparing the heart to the battery, it's always in one specific spot. Whereas in a vehicle, it could be in the front, it could be in the back, it could be in the passenger compartment. So every year they need to update themselves and just be able to locate components.
You're right. This constant change, changes everlasting in the automotive retail business. So Coralie, if our audience, and by the way, we highly recommend Five-Star Service Advisor, not only the book, but the program as well. If our audience wants to reach out to you with more questions, you've got great experience both on the aftermarket side and great perspective throughout the dealership. How do they reach out to you? How do they take the course? And what are the next steps?
You can go to my website, coraliezuf.com, and there'll be a course section. You can enroll yourself to go through that. Or I do have an option as well for doing the course as well as some training, which is also beneficial. And you can do group, sign up all of your staff, and they can do it together. And great way to discuss and reinforce what everybody is learning. So my website, coraliezuf.com, is the best one, but you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Coralie is extremely active on social media. Congratulations to you on your continued success. We want to check back in with you throughout the year and see how you're doing. and great information, Coralie. Master Service Advisor and Coach. Coralie is the author of The 5-Star Service Advisor, not only the program, but the book, and a great friend of the retail and fixed ops community. So, Coralie, on behalf of the Fixed Ops Roundtable, thank you so much for today.
Thank you for having me, Ted.
Coralie Zouf, everybody, 5-Star Service Advisor, here with us today at the Fixed Ops Roundtable.